what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and your constituency?
Well, I'm the state senator for District 17, and District 17 is Clay and Turner counties. District 17 is primarily agricultural with small towns, except for Vermilion, and the university here. So that's probably one of the major portions of the district. I'm familiar with Clay County, and as I'm a graduate of the university here at Vermilion and also the USD Law School. I was a state's attorney here in Clay County for 12 years. So, you know, in that kind of a position, you gain a pretty intimate knowledge about what's going on in the county. But I was also a circuit judge for 18 years, and circuit judge for the First Judicial Circuit, which is 14 counties in the southeast part of the state, including Turner County.
Yeah, so it sounds like you have a great legal background, and obviously you have experience being in the legislature because this is your second time running. So would you like to go ahead and discuss some major issues or topics that you would like the legislature to address if you are reelected?
It's difficult to foresee exactly what issues will come up in the legislature. During the last session, I was the only lawyer in the Senate. And as the only lawyer in the Senate, I dealt with many different legal issues and helped other legislators, both Republicans and Democrats, to understand many of those legal issues. Because of my legal background and the experience that I had the accomplishment of being the prime Senate sponsor of some 19 bills, of which 16 of them passed and were signed by the governor. I think that, you know, that's a pretty rare accomplishment that any legislator gets that many bills passed and signed. But I felt that my legal background really contributed to that, as well as the fact that most of the bills that I sponsored were not partisan bills. They were bills in an effort to improve and better legal issues in the state, and was able to work with members of both parties to accomplish that. There's a number of issues that I think will probably come up in the following years that I think I could make a major contribution towards. And of course, K through 12 education is one of those that we continue to have to look at. You know, we didn't solve all the problems last year, even though there was a tax increase to try and increase the wages for teachers. Higher education is an area that's very critical in my mind. We accomplished last year on a one-year basis of additional funding for the Board of Regents so that they did not have to increase the tuition this year. But this is an ongoing problem. Several years ago, the state was funding, I think it was 51% of the cost of higher education, and now that's dropped down into 42 or 43%. Of the cost of higher education. And when the state doesn't step up and meet those expenses, then students have to borrow. And when they're borrowing and incurring debt, it makes it harder for them to contribute to society. It makes it more difficult for them to, you know, become family people and homeowners. And, you know, so I'm hoping that we can continue to work to try and keep the costs of higher education down for students. I'm also very keenly involved and believe that we need to take steps about conservation. One of the topics that I work on, that I'm part of, which you may think is strange for a lawyer, but you know, I'm the Senate representative on the River Basin Advisory Task Force, which is designed to try and improve our treatment of our rivers and irrigation and drainage and the dams on those rivers. And, you know, I hope that we can continue and accomplish something for that purposes. I'm also concerned about the direction of our criminal justice system. I know that there were changes made in the system in the last couple of years. I talked to people who are happy with the changes that were made. I talked with people who are unhappy with the changes that are made. So I think there's going to be some issues come up about that. And, you know, with my background as a state's attorney and a judge, I probably have more personal experience with the criminal justice system than anybody else in the legislature. So, you know, I think that I can certainly be a valuable part of any discussions about that.
Yeah, so you're mentioning education, conservation of our wildlife and our rivers, and the criminal justice system. Are there any specific legislation or solutions that you yourself might bring forward to deal with these issues that you think are going to become prominent this next legislative session?
Well, I've looked at a few of the things. You know, one of the things that I was involved in last year was the effort to repeal the death penalty, which is a terribly expensive part of the criminal justice system. And I have some strong feelings about what's the best thing that we can do in that regard, being the only legislator in the history of South Dakota who's personally tried a death penalty case and sentenced a man to die. You know, I have concerns about, there's a number of interesting issues. One of those that some of the other states have addressed that I think we should look at is a prohibition about weaponizing drones. Drones are becoming a fact of life, and I don't think we need weapons on the drones. So those are just a couple of the things that I've given some thought to.
Are anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't talked about already?
Well, this is an important legislature. The legislature is an important aspect of our government, and I think we need people with experience and qualifications, and I think that I have that experience with, 22 years in business here in Vermilion, 12 years as state's attorney, 18 years on the bench. I have the knowledge and the experience that I think that I contribute a great deal to the legislature.